Well, my daughter Catherine Keane, was a fit, healthy, vibrant young girl, 31 years of age, a beautiful girl. And this day, actually, last year, she died suddenly from adult death syndrome. She had no warnings. We had no warnings. She had no complaints. She was out at her boyfriend for dinner in Rathmines. All was well. He left at 11:30 that night, and she texted me, went to bed, and she spoke to her friend at 12:05 midnight that night. And the next morning, she was working from home for Zenith Core, and sometimes she'd pick up the laptop and work from the bed. Mm. And the two girls, one was down, the two of them were downstairs, but they didn't hear any movement upstairs. So they texted her, and then when she didn't reply, one came off a call and she went up and they pushed in the door and saw her. And she had already passed. And we found later that one girl, the girl Evil, sleeping next door, had actually, we think, heard her pass at about 3:56 in the morning. She heard her sort of making moaning, like as if she was having a bad dream. She was going to go into her, but then she heard her sigh, and it sounded like she'd turned over in the bed and gone to sleep, but that's when she actually passed away.
Margarita, I'm so, so sorry.
Oh, look, thank you. It's so difficult to get our heads around it. And me, yeah. I never thought for 1 minute something like this would happen. You know, in our family, would have had a cardiac history with the, you know, the older people. My mom died in her 50s. Her father died in his 50s. But we have looked back into it since. Nobody this young has passed in the family. So shortly after her funeral, that I felt very strongly that we wanted to do something positive, all in aid of the charity CRY, Cardiac Risk in the Young, a wonderful charity. We didn't know about them until this happened to us. They do three things. They offer free cardiac screening to families like us. They also do, which is new since last year, online counselling for parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, grandparents, anyone affected by this. And they also provide help, support for a person newly diagnosed with a chronic cardiac illness. They are a wonderful charity and they need support. They need funding. And also we need people like us that maybe are a query of a cardiac family. I would suggest they go to their GP, or if it's over the weekend, their A&E, if they're concerned, just get checked out. Probably all fine. But, you know, I just wish what happened, Catherine, it has pulled our world apart.
I can only imagine.
She was beautiful. Yeah. She was great fun. She loved her life. She loved her friends. She was, you know, as we were saying, we're just coming back from her grave now in Ballinsloe. I buried her with my mum and dad down there. And we released balloons and we were just talking about the togetherness. She brought everybody together from a very young child growing up. She was always organising things, bringing people together. And also for anyone listening, anyone who's lost, and particularly to lose a child, it's the most devastating thing that can happen. So I'm thinking of people that I know who have lost children.
Especially, I suppose, Margaret, when it's so sudden like that. But like you say, she wasn't ill. She had no complaints at all. And for
no
it to happen, like she'd been texting you a few hours beforehand.
Yeah, she was.
Did you get a call then to tell you what had happened? Or?
No, we didn't. And unfortunately, the girls found her at 11:20 in the morning. But I didn't know till the guards didn't come out to me. We live in Meath outside Dunshaughlin. Till 5:40 in the evening, and it's just the way it happened. And they came to the gate, and of course, when I saw the car and I saw the jacket and Gardaí written on the back of the jacket, I wouldn't open the gate. I said, you know, they wanted to come in and get me to sit down. But as I've said before, you don't want to sit, because then if you sit, they'll tell you, and you know they're going to tell you something terrible.
Yeah.
And I knew, and I went through my husband was in Clare, and I'd spoken to him. My son was in Bundoran, and it wasn't. And I just put my hands to my head and I said, it's not Catherine. And the girl just came through the gate. And, you know, after that, it's all just surreal. It's just, it's an out-of-body experience. And in some ways, it still is, you know, even though the shock, it's a trauma, really, you know. And even down the road now, I was just saying about today, it's her first anniversary. The emotion is all there again. It's all very raw. It's devastating for us. It's devastating for her brother and sister. It's devastating for her aunts, uncles, all our family. Life is different now.
Yeah.
You know,
I am so, so sorry for your loss. I actually think I remember reading about this on social media a while ago.
Yeah.
And thinking the shock of that and the girls that she was living with, finding her.
Yes.
Oh, just dreadful.
A young, vibrant life taken too soon, you know, too soon, and no warning. I mean, she walked 10,000 steps a day, and she was so proud of that. And she was beautiful. We've done huge social media. She's out there. She's gone as far as Australia, New Zealand. She's gone to Spain, France. She's been all over the world. And we would hope helping, you know, that maybe if one family or just one person went and got checked out, and that it might help. It would be just wonderful in her memory.
I hope you're okay, Marguerite. I hope you're getting counselling.
Yeah, no, the counselling is there for me. For me, after she died, I felt, no, I can't just let her go like this. You know, she was beautiful. She was mine. I had to let people see she was here and she made a difference, and she certainly did, and she's making a difference now. I cannot get over the support and the love and the peace that is just wonderful what's coming to us. And Trina, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity. Thank you so much, Trina. And if people want any more, it's Cardiac Risk and the Young, cry.ie, if anyone needs any help or just support. And thank you for giving me this opportunity.